Alvin Gentry talking to local media yesterday and basically saying he's not sure either, but he sure hopes that something happens here, unlike Steve Kerr, who's ready to mail this season in, whom Gentry used to work for. Joining us now to talk about that is a gentleman that does a terrific job for The Athletic and covering the Pelicans, good and great friend. He is Brother Martin's Will Guillory. How are you, Will?
I'm doing well, Ken. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Great to have you with us in these unusual times, but obviously it was good to at least be able to talk basketball with a coach yesterday, right?
Oh, my God. It was great to talk about a little bit of basketball, to hear from my guy Gentry again. I was a little sad we didn't get to see that stash that we got to see from him. He got the last time we saw him on the Pelicans playback, looked like he's growing a real good mustache in there. I wanted to see that one more time. But it was good to hear from him and just talk about a little b-ball one more time again.
No doubt. And I think, you know, Gentry's whole talk yesterday was really defined by the statement, I know there's nothing definite out there right now. There's not one thing that's ahead of the other right now. The bottom line is none of us really knows. Even though we've seen a lot of things put out there, nobody is really sure at this point what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's still very much up in the air, I think, you know, with the entire country. It's not just the NBA. We're still unclear, you know, how things are going to open up, you know, whether, you know, some cities open up earlier than others, how that's going to affect things, you know, where they would play these potential games, they thought about doing them, how many teams are going to be involved. I think all of these questions are still up in the air. I think it's going to be a while before we really know, but I think the good news is that the wheels are starting to turn a little bit. The league is starting to put some type of plans together, putting some candidates out there. So I think we're progressing towards the possibility of playing games, but we still got a long way to go before, you know, we have some real concrete answers.
So all the different avenues are out there, playing games in empty arenas, playing games in front of some fans, playing games at a centralized, safe location with regard to the virus, including Orlando, canceling the regular season and resuming play with the playoffs, or just canceling the entire rest of the season. Those are options A, B, C, D, and E. I don't know which one sounds like the most logical at this point. My guess is that it would be playing game in an empty arena and possibly at a centralized location. Do you concur?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think really the plan that's really made the most sense to me out of all the ones I've heard so far is the Disney World plan, basically everybody going to Orlando and sticking in one centralized spot where they can kind of separate themselves from the rest of society and kind of have everybody in this bubble city type of thing going on. But I do think if you do have that type of setup, you got to figure out how many teams are going to be involved, how many people are going to be involved when you add in all of these coaching staffs and training staffs and, you know, all these different people that come along with these teams. I think the league is going to have to make some real tough decisions about whether you figure out the regular season or if you go straight to the playoffs personally. I think, you know, it only makes sense to cut down the numbers and just go straight to the playoffs where you can cut out half of the teams and, you know, cut out so many numbers and cut down the risk of how many people can get sick. But I know teams like the Pelicans wouldn't be very happy about that because they feel like even if they can get, you know, 7 to 10 games to play here at the end of the regular season, that would give them a real shot of pushing their way into the playoffs. And we know how much a young team like the Pelicans will value that opportunity to play in the postseason, even if it's, you know, in a strange environment with no fans and there's no real home games or anything like that. But just getting the opportunity to play in those type of games with real stakes, I think all of these teams want to experience that. Even if you don't end up making the playoffs and they'll kind of take that away, I think it'll be tough. But it's going to be a real tough decision. But I think overall, if you're Adam Silver, you got to try to mitigate the risk as much as possible. And having all 30 teams in one spot, I think it's going to be just really tough logistically to make that happen.
Visiting with Will Guillory of The Athletic, 260-1061 to join us. And, of course, to remind everyone, when last the Pelicans left us, they were 28-36, tied for 10th in the Western Conference, trailing 8th place Memphis by 3.5 games for the final playoff spot in the conference. Portland and Sacramento effectively tied with New Orleans. San Antonio a half game behind. Phoenix 2.5 behind. 18 games left. And the reason that there was optimism, number one, they were playing well. Number two, the restriction was off of Zion. And number three, the Pelicans still had three games left with San Antonio, two each with Memphis and Sacramento, and one with the Suns. And, oh, by the way, against those five teams this season, the Pelicans are a combined 8-2.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's very frustrating for the Pelicans because the one thing I kept hearing over and over again through the first half of the season was how tough the schedule was, you know, basically through Christmas, and how much the league kind of, you know, stacked the schedule up against this team early on, hoping to get Zion and all of these big games against the Lakers, against the Bucks, against the Rockets, the Clippers, all of these good teams. They kind of got those games out of the way early on in the season. And unfortunately, Zion didn't play in any of those games. And then once you get him back and the schedule starts to ease up, I think, you know, out of the last whatever number of home games left the Pelicans had, I think they only had one game against a team with a winning record left at home the rest of the way. And I think that was like the end of the season against Philly. And that's a team that may have just been sitting guys out in that last game of the year, you know, maybe because they locked up their spot already. So I think the Pelicans were looking at this schedule coming up and feeling like, man, the things were lining up perfectly for us. We were going to play against some teams that we really feel like we have an advantage against. And it's looking like the majority of these games are going to get wiped away just because of these unfortunate circumstances. And that's why I think so many of these teams are going to fight for at least a chance to make it into the postseason. Because if you're the Pelicans, you feel like the way that team was playing, and once you got all those healthy bodies on the court, they look like a legitimate playoff team. They look like they can compete with just about anybody in the West on a given night, but it was just a matter of getting those wins on the board. And if they don't have that opportunity, I think it'll be really tough. But again, you know, if you're Adam Silver, you got to worry about the risk. And I think you got to put your guys in the best position to make sure everybody's safe.
I think Silver is the best commissioner in all the professional sports. With all due respect to Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball and Roger Goodell and the NFL and the NHL and all of them, I just think Silver is a very solid, level-headed guy that's got the pulse of his players, of his coaches, of executives, and Lord knows he learned at the feet of David Stern, who was terrific as well, and I think he was incredibly well-prepared, and I think he's done an excellent job, and I do believe he'll make the right decisions.
Yeah, and I think just you mentioned it, I think what separates Adam Silver so much is not only his relationship with his owners, but the way he's got the ear of the players, and the players not only you know, listen to him, but they trust him, and they feel like they can go to him with their complaints and their concerns, and he's going to listen. And I think that's the big thing people can look to with the NBA and the way they handle this whole situation. I think there's going to be an understanding from the top to the bottom how this thing is going to run, and I think everybody's going to come out happy because Adam Silver's a guy who just has respect from everybody, from the owners down to the players to the front office people. Everybody respects his mind, and they respect not just the way he'll be able to solve the problem, but the way he's willing to listen to everybody and to take all the different ideas in and come up with the best solution. And I think that's the best way to handle this. I think, you know, in the past, in some leagues, we've seen commissioners kind of say, okay, it's my job. I got to take on and come up with all of the ideas and come up with everything. But I think Adam Silver's been so good at being a guy that just it goes to everybody and gets to all the different ideas. And I think the more he involves the players, the more he involves these guys who really, you know, are the face of the league, I think that's going to make it better for everybody, and it's going to make everybody feel better about this once they finally get it going again.
With Will Guillory of The Athletic, talking about the New Orleans Pelicans in the NBA, there was a lot of buzz yesterday regarding the published story at CNBC about NBA agents and team executives being concerned about resuming the season at all and possibly even canceling or being in favor of doing so. And boy, that was shot down pretty quickly by none other than LeBron James, who jumped on Twitter and responded immediately. Now, we all know James is not management, contrary to what a lot of people believe, because
right.
It does dictate a lot of things. But exactly, but he is still he's the face of the NBA, and his opinion does matter. And when you see him immediately jump out like that, if you ask me what side I would tend to fall on, my guess is I would fall on the side of James in terms of what Adam Silver and the league may end up doing.
I think you're absolutely right with that one. I think whenever LeBron comes out and speaks that forcefully, you better believe the league is listening. And I think you better believe, you know, Adam Silver, whenever he's making his phone calls, LeBron is one of the first guys he makes sure he's talking to, because we know just the type of influence he has on everybody around the league. And we know what type of influence he has whenever he takes to his different platforms and really voices his opinion. And I think that's what, you know, kind of separated him from so many of the other stars we've seen throughout the history of this league, how much he's willing to use his voice and willing to speak out and tell people how he feels. And I think that the league values that, and I think he knows how important his voice is, and he wouldn't come out and say something like that unless he knows how much it means to people to play. And I think we also got to take into account that, you know, if I'm the guy that's, you know, the best player on the Lakers, if we got the best record in the West, I would want to keep playing too, because I got a really good chance of winning the title this year. So I think when you hear these reports about teams that don't want to play, that's probably the teams that don't really have a chance. And I think you mentioned it at the top with Steve Kerr, that they're basically saying, hey, we're done with this year because they got the worst record in the league. They can't wait to put this year behind them. But if you're the Lakers, on the other hand, you're like, nah, we got a chance at this title. We want to play. So I think you kind of have to balance that out. And I think at some point, just like I said before, you got to really value these teams that are in the playoffs now and kind of mitigate the risk, because I would just hate to see this. We get the league running again, everybody's back up, and then, like, you know, the third string guy on a non-playoff team gets sick and it kind of ends it for everybody. I think that's the worst case scenario, and I think we got to find a way to kind of make sure everybody's happy at the end of this.
Perhaps the biggest disappointment was not just the momentum this young team had and learning how to play together and getting better, but the fact that Zion Williamson was in the kind of shape he needed to be in. The restriction was off. He was playing very well. Is there any concern if they do resume about his weight and the playing shape he might be in, given the circumstances?
Yeah, I think the Pelicans have been really on it with their guys as far as making sure they're staying in contact with them, as far as, you know, what kind of work they're doing every day, what they're expected to do. And I think one of the big things about the plan Adam Silver puts together, whenever he puts that plan together, I think he's going to give these guys time to really put in the work, because I think you've heard the concerns of some of these guys where they just don't have the means, like a LeBron James. They don't have a gym inside their house or a full court basketball court. A lot of these guys, I mean, Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics just came out and said he basically hasn't touched the basketball since the season ended. And I think that's probably the case for a lot of these guys. So I think you got to give them some time to get back in the gym and get back right. And I think it's not just Zion. I think a lot of these guys are going to be dealing with conditioning issues and making sure they're back in play basketball shape once the games get started. But I think Adam Silver, I expect him to give them enough time. And I think the timetable, you know, Alvin Gentry kind of threw out there in his mind, he would like to see around 20 to 30 days for the team to get right and make sure all the guys are back mentally and physically where they need to be to be able to play games. But I think, you know, that's probably a concern for the entire league. It's not just Zion, that the shape these guys are in and how much that's going to affect their health, I think, is going to be a big concern once we actually get up and start playing games again.
Agreed. And if they don't make the playoffs, if the season doesn't resume, they go straight to the playoffs and they don't make it, or if the season resumes and they don't make the playoffs, that would not be the worst thing. It's a young team with a really good future, and it would put them back in the lottery. Of course, their chances of getting to the top of it would be like 4%, but still, they'd be in the lottery and could get another asset. As you look at this team right now, what do you think is their most glaring need? For me, I like Derek Favors. He's a solid player. You win with him, but you need a rim protector and a real presence in the middle. And Jackson Hayes is a guy that's going to have to grow significantly physically to be that type of player, despite his athletic ability. Do you see it the same way in terms of need, or what do you think is the one piece they really need to add?
Yeah, I would agree with you that real size in the middle, center. Like you said, I think Derek Favors has done a really good job for them this year, but I do think that's a spot that you can upgrade with somebody with a little bit more athleticism, a little bit more, you know, offensive versatility, especially, you know, somebody who can space the floor for Zion. I think that's going to be a real priority moving forward, getting somebody that can give Zion enough room to operate in the paint. But I think, for me, the number one concern going into the offseason, and I just keep thinking in my mind to those Lakers, you know, matchups and that Clippers matchup, when you see these big wings down in the post. And, you know, I love what Drew Holiday brings on the defensive end. I love what Josh Hart brings on the defensive end. But those guys just aren't 6'7", 6'8". You know, they can't deal with the LeBron Jameses of the world down in the post or the Kawhi Leonards. And really nobody can. But you would like to have somebody with a little bit more size, a little bit, you know, closer to the Trevor Ariza's of the world, closer, you know, to some of these big defensive wings that you can put into the game in late situations where these great teams aren't able to just dump it down to LeBron James and he's just one dribble, two dribble, three dribbles, layup. you know, the way we saw several times in those Laker games this year, where poor Drew Holiday, I mean, he's elite. I think he's the best perimeter defender at the guard position in the league, but he's just not big enough to deal with those big wings. And I think if you want to compete at the highest level and win deep into the playoffs, you've got to be able to defend those guys in big situations. And I think the Pelicans just are lacking that size on the perimeter right now to deal with those type of guys.
You can follow him on Twitter, at Will Guillory. That's at Will Guillory. Of course, we're hoping that we can talk about basketball games again sometime, maybe within the next month to month and a half at the latest. I think it's going to happen in some form. Yeah, exactly. I think it's going to happen in some form. I really do, but I'm an optimist by nature, and we sure hope that that's the case. Then we can follow Will's outstanding coverage at The Athletic when that does resume. Will, listen, thank you. Stay safe in these strange times, and keep the ball bouncing, you hear?
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you for having me on. Hopefully you and the fam are staying safe, along with everybody listening. I hope everybody's staying safe, and everybody's in my prayers, man.
You got it, Will. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. That's
yeah, talk to
Will
you later.
Guillory. You got it, of The Athletic. And, again, follow him at Will Guillory and check out The Athletic. They do a great job there.